Chapter 25. Promises to the Persecuted. In all ages, Satan has persecuted the people of God. He has tortured them and put them to death. But in dying, they became conquerors. They bore witness to the power of one mightier than Satan. Wicked men may torture and kill the body, but they cannot touch the life that is hid with Christ in God. They can incarcerate men and women in prison walls, but they cannot bind the spirit. But though the conflict is a ceaseless one, none are left to struggle alone. Angels help and protect those who walk humbly before God. Never will our Lord betray one who trusts in Him. As His children draw near to Him for protection from evil, in pity and love, He lifts up for them a standard against the enemy. "Touch them not," He says, "for they are mine. I have graven them upon the palms of my hands." Heaven is very near those who suffer for righteousness' sake. Christ identifies His interests with the interests of His faithful people. He suffers in the person of His saints, and whoever touches His chosen ones touches Him. The power that is near to deliver from physical harm or distress is also near to save from the greater evil, making it possible for the servant of God to maintain his integrity under all circumstances. What was the strength of those who in the past have suffered persecution for Christ's sake? It was union with God, union with the Holy Spirit, union with Christ. Reproach and persecution have separated many from earthly friends, but never from the love of Christ. Never is the tempest-tried soul more dearly loved by his Savior than when he is suffering reproach for the truth's sake. When for the truth's sake the believer stands at the bar of earthly tribunals, Christ stands by his side. When he is confined within prison walls, Christ manifests himself to him and cheers his heart with his love. When he suffers death for Christ's sake, the Savior says to him, "They may kill the body, but they cannot hurt the soul. Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." John chapter 16, verse 33, and Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. The captain of our salvation will strengthen his people for the conflict in which they must engage. How often when Satan has brought all his forces to bear against the followers of Christ, and death stares them in the face, have earnest prayers put up in faith brought the captain of the Lord's host upon the field of action, and turned the tide of battle, and delivered the oppressed. Marvel not then, my youthful Christian friends, if the world hates you, for it hated your master before you. When you suffer reproach and persecution, you are in excellent company. For Jesus endured it all, and much more. If you are faithful centennials for God, these things are a compliment to you. It is the heroic souls who will be true if they stand alone, who will win the imperishable crown. And the rest, the peace, the glory at the end of the journey, will 1,000 times repay every exertion and sacrifice you can make. The people of God will not be free from suffering. But while persecuted and distressed, while they endure privation and suffer for want of food, they will not be left to perish. God will not pass by one of His self-sacrificing children. He who numbers the hairs of their head will care for them, and in time of famine they shall be satisfied. Many of all nations and of all classes, high and low, rich and poor, black and white, will be cast into the most unjust and cruel bondage. The beloved of God pass weary days, bound in chains, shut in by prison bars, sentenced to be slain. Some apparently left to die of starvation, in dark and loathsome dungeons. Angels will come to them in lonely cells, bringing light and peace from heaven. The prison will be as a palace. If we do what we can on our part, to be ready for the conflict that is just before us, God will do His part, and His all-powerful arm will protect us. He would sooner send every angel out of glory to the relief of faithful souls to make a hedge about them than have them deceived and led away by the lying wonders of Satan. Fearful tests and trials await the people of God, but in the midst of the time of trouble that is coming, a time of trouble such as has not been since there was a nation, God's chosen people will stand unmoved. Satan and his host cannot destroy them, for angels that excel in strength will protect them.